Let's put it this way. The European green crab does not play well with others. Smart, predatory, voracious, and when there's nothing else to eat, they eat their young. All harsh words recently offered up by the Edgartown Shellfish Constable, Rob Morrison, and others, talking to our own Mindy Todd here on CAI. They were discussing the new documentary, One Bad Crab, the hardy invader that devours juvenile oysters, clams, scallops, and other lucrative fisheries. Now, commercial fisherman Jamie Bassett said he 100% agrees with all that. The green crab is a war machine. That's what he said when we met at his office on the Chatham Fish Pier. Except here's the thing. Bassett does not want to gear up for battle or buck the invasion. He's one of the few who sees the green crab as a way to make a buck. In fact, the 54-year-old has earned his living seizing on what others discredit or ignore. He has a kelp farm. That's seaweed, of course. He also harvests horseshoe crabs, a bounty of blue bloods for biomedicine I always considered wash-ashore beach trash. And his business on the town pier, Shellfish Broker, takes in lobster, but mainly skate and dogfish, not exactly menu toppers. Bassett said he chose these enterprises by necessity. He's a Colby grad with a degree in French Lit and a specialty in theater of the absurd. It's really done me a lot of good, he says with a grin. Now, after school, he traveled the world as a photographer's assistant and then on his own before coming back to Chatham to give fishing a try. The barriers to entry were formidable. He was told a lobster permit would cost $800,000. A groundfish permit, one for coogs, both also out of reach for a guy starting out. In 2015, Bassett bought the green crab pots of the man he calls the green crab master, Chatham's Nick Nickerson. It was risky. Given the threat the crab posed to the livelihood of other fishermen, Bassett worried his pots would be sliced and diced. They weren't. Instead, his colleagues seemed to sense he was helping take a problem of theirs away. The green crab with its hard carapace is not as meaty as other crabs. It's used mostly for stock and a flavor enhancer for soups and sauces. Still, Bassett did well enough in that first year to get by, as his other ventures began paying off. Now, today's Shellfish Broker employs 15 people in season, and last year offloaded 3 million pounds of fish. Now that it's spring, Bassett is looking to expand his green crab operation. He'll hire two fishermen to collect them, and instead of the crabs going to market, they'll be put into holding tanks, and he'll wait until they molt. Their armor shed, the crabs become known as soft shells. Sautéed in olive oil and paired with a nice Chardonnay, he says they're light to the touch but dense and flavorful. Absolutely delicious. Spend any time with this fisherman and you'll learn that Bassett is reluctant to give up specifics about his plans. He says fishermen, all fishermen, because of their competitive nature, are a secretive bunch. Their credo, ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. Bassett already has buyers for the soft shells lined up, but he won't say who. He has 60 green crab pots, but won't say where he puts them, won't say what he uses for bait. Plus, he only comes back to dock with these crabs under cover of night, lest others see his catch. So obviously, I don't have many of those details. What I do know is Jamie Bassett is a glass-half-full entrepreneur. Where others see pestilence in this 10-legged coastal menace, he sees opportunity. And should the soft shells someday land on a local menu, well, count me in for giving them a try.